for years the people of Carter, Neville, Carter Point, Carter Bay, Carter Knight, whatever, had to suffer the whole kind of indignity of a mud lane and the shortcut going over. The footfall coming from that lane was estimated at about 400 people a day coming and going in relation to it. It was something that I got involved with back in 1999, and I made an election promise that I'd try and get it upgraded. For years I fought and fought, but under the Act of Travel actually happened, and last year they upgraded it to a fantastic walkway, good wide walkway, summer seats on it and things like that. And it was lovely even last summer to see elderly people and families going down and have taken advantage of it, you know, like sitting there on the summer seats and feeding the ducks or just looking out across the estuary or whatever else, or talking to people going out and by. And it was absolutely lovely, and it really enhanced the whole area of Carter and that shoreline. And the other evening, when I was heading down, I noticed one of the benches was badly vandalised. And when I checked it more, whoever done it, forced the brand new benches, they actually smashed one of the benches. And I just said, no, this cannot be let go. Somebody had to see what's happened in relation to this. So what I've done, I've put out an appeal, because I want to name and shame the individuals that has done this. And I want to, if need be, take a lead, take a civic action against those involved and make them pay for it. And if they are juveniles, I want to see it in such a way that their parents end up paying for it. Because why should a community have to go without because of the senseless actions of these individuals? And in fairness, it should not. The likes of this needs to be stamped out in the mud.
And you're quite eager to not let this one go, because, you know, we have seen over the past.
I will not let it go. It took over 20 years to get this instated, this pathway. It's a beautiful pathway. I'm sure you watched the video on my Facebook page in relation to it. And what I am asking in relation to it, my contact details is on Sligo County Council website. My own mobile number, which is 087-2969-876. Anybody has any information in relation to this, if they'd please contact me in relation to it. And I will take what they have seen, and I will go to the Gardaí with, and I will also go through the County Council to have legal action taken. And I will name and shame those that have brought this about. Why should a community go without? Because this senseless act of violence or of vandalism, it shouldn't be tolerated in any community or any society.